Welcome to the Drum and Bass Break radio show on Salto Amsterdam. My name is Trademark. This week we will air you a pre-recorded mix as I'm not feeling well today. I woke up with a sore throat and have to get myself tested as of tomorrow or during the next coming days. Also, Credo is not available right now as she's leaving for Greece tomorrow to visit her family for a well-deserved holiday, so she'll be extra safe quarantining at home. But we do have 2 hours full of new and forthcoming drum and bass tunes, and we start the first hour of the show with some more liquid ones and getting a bit more rough in the second hour. And also we have an interview this week with Rick Peters from Curated By to talk about the next Curated By Talks event at the end of this month. Keep it locked. That was Only One by Syncope, out now on What The Fuck Records. And next up is Daydreamer by Messiah. We'll be right back. next tune is by D-Tech Theory and Exorf, and it's called Way Home. Out tomorrow on Focus Recordings. And now we're going into the first part of the interview we did with Rick. This first part is more about the current COVID situation and how Curated By is handling it. Afterwards, we're going to play some tunes, and then we deep dive in the second part of the interview where we go into the next Curated By Talks event. So, Rick, welcome to the show. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about yourself for the people who don't know who you are.
The drum and bass Rick or the other Rick? Starting with the drum and bass.
Both, please.
So starting with drum and bass, I think this is my 20th year as a drum and bass promoter. So I started 2001 in Rotterdam, and we started a night named Subtronics with our venue of Corso. It was a 1200 capacity venue, and we did several monthly nights. We had Hype, At Rush, LTJ Bookham a lot of times. We did a hospital night, and I started doing nights everywhere in Holland and Belgium, and I did some label promo for Good Looking, also for Hospital and Soul R, and did their nights in Holland and Belgium. So I did the drum and bass night in Café d'Anvers in Antwerp, and in Fuse in Brussels, and a festival in Brussels. Did loads of things.
Wow.
Arranged the tours for Bookham in Holland and Belgium. Did all the promo for press promo for all their releases when they still existed and when they had a lot of music coming out. I quit for 5 years from 2012-13 till 2017 because in my normal day-to-day life I have an IT company based in Breda, and I needed to focus on my company, but I really missed drum and bass. So 2017 I started with Alex from NCT and Nympho. We started the Curated By nights, so we wanted to do something different instead of we are a crew and we book DJs and we do a party,
and those nights are awesome.
Yeah,
big up.
For sure.
Yeah. So the idea behind, we had the opportunity to do something in Paradiso. I've done a lot of parties in Amsterdam, in Melkweg and Club 11. There was Club 11, after 11 it was Trouw, and then it went into school, the school.
Which closed like last week
It's okay that it's closed, but it happened. So what we wanted to do was something different, something like, everybody wants to play in Paradiso because it's the best and most beautiful venue in the Netherlands. So we invited a host, a curator, and we asked him select your lineup, your favorite lineup, past, present, and future. So the first night was Nympho. So we had a hero from the past, Clute. The new hero for the future, Signal, Imanu, Ivy Lab. We had a live set from Icicle, and after Nympho, we had a night with Lensman. Lensman invited Caliber, Alex Perez, LSB, Submorphix, and then Icicle, and then Alex Perez hosted the night, and then Spectrosol hosted the night. And now we slowly started doing, because this was the thing I did in the past, like the hospitality nights and the progression session, logical progression nights, the old school nights we did in Melkweg, 2010 till 2012. And we started doing more label focus. So we had the North Quarter nights in Paradiso. We had a 1985 in last December, and we were planning to have the last night was in January, a sold out night in Paradiso, North Quarter night, and we had North Quarter 1985 planned. We had a lot of plans for this year and next year, so that's still plans.
and then COVID arrived.
Because I don't see
and then it became pops.
Between now and a year, I'm afraid, but we'll see.
Do you have any expectations on how things go? I understand you cannot know how the future goes, but do you have any expectation on when you are, organizing like a party like in the past, right? So,
yeah. No, I don't think it will happen soon. No. This year, not. If there's a medicine, then I think, yeah, that's a possibility. But like in January, packed Paradiso, everybody dancing in centimeters from each other, forget it.
Yeah, that's true. Forget it. That's old school. And maybe do you see technology actually helping maybe the scene and giving a little kind of intermediate kind of solution to this?
I think there is no solution. I think if you do concerts, singer-songwriter stuff, you can sit down. Like High Tea is doing a seated party in Melkweg. That's happening. But is that fun?
It's not for everyone, I guess. I mean,
no, not for everyone. It's something.
It's something. Yeah, agree, Rick. But how about you have enough water here, for example? I'm also very much involved in technology and VR and AR type of stuff for business. Nice. And it's not only for entertainment or the cultural sector. I'm actually looking at things also with
conferences and stuff.
Not conferences, but more for training and these type of solutions. They are already far away and we don't even know it, and we just need to embrace them. But I think that there is enough water. For example, in Paris, they kicked off a festival for the cinema, and they did it with floating boats, electrical boats, on the sur la Seine, as we say in French, so on the water. And with big screens, and me and my team in the US, we were like, okay, there's so much fucking augmented reality that we can actually bring in to this experience. So don't you think that there is also some kind of technology that can take us out of the seat, but provide something that is a little bit making sense to the people that want to party?
Yeah, I think so, but yeah, that's a possibility. If it's not allowed to party, you have to find some ways to do something.
Yeah.
But like going to a rave and with your friends and having a good night and feeling the atmosphere, you can't feel that behind you.
Yeah.
That's what you want. You want the energy. You want expression of the DJ. You want
meet
like,
new people.
Yeah. That's the social aspect is gone.
I mean, the social aspect, Rick, sorry to interrupt, but don't you think that it can also be done? I mean, we're all online. It's all done online. Everybody is online. The millennials are all online. They are kind of, the way I see it, I'm 41 years old, and I see that actually they are a little bit more scared even to have the proper interaction like we used to have. Yeah. They're hiding behind the screen. So why not arrange something that actually can augment the reality of the whole experience, and still people be able to actually communicate with each other through an app for the festival or for the party?
It's for sure it's an option. I don't know. I'm still with my head in like I want to party. I want to have a packed room and switch towards. Oh fuck! You have to do it a different way. I think we have to invent new things, because if it isn't changing fast, then where are all the artists and where are all the venues in a year time? I'm really afraid. Like the clubs, a lot of clubs have to close.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, we heard all the stories about how many people. The Paradiso had to lay off, AFAS and Zygodome had to lay off, Melkweg also. Let's also look at there was a video on AT5 that I watched from the Bitterzoot.
Yeah.
Obviously, if your monthly rent for this beautiful club is 12,000 euros a month, and you're getting only 4,000 euros from the government,
you're fucked.
Then business-wise, it's not sustainable, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not sustainable. So I think a lot of clubs will disappear. On the other hand, I think if we can start over again, and there will be opportunities for new people, for new clubs, for new venues. So I think throughout history, we've experienced the wars and depressions, and we've always recovered.
Yeah.
So you can't stop creativity.
This next track is called Love is the Key by German producer Deskai, and it's forthcoming on Warm Ears Music next month.
Thank you.
Up next is Skyscraper by Motif, forthcoming on Focus Recordings on his Fading Pictures EP. We'll be right back.
I would like to ask you, don't you think that this is an opportunity to actually restart the whole thing on a different basis?
Yeah.
How are you looking at this?
I'm up for that, and I'm really figuring out how to do that. Since the night we are doing now, we're not doing a dance night, so we're not partying. We come together and talk.
So that's the question.
Let's zoom
yeah.
in on that. In 3 weeks, I guess, there's the new concept created by Talks. What can we expect of today? I mean, in the night.
We were really breaking our heads, like we have to do something. And first starting off, how you have to do an online party. We were not really enthusiastic about it. It's like, I don't watch online DJ sets. I don't know. It's not what I would like to do. So, and then What the Fox started in Nijmegen. It was the first, and they were all over the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good. And with the first, somebody has to be the first. They were the first. So all credits to Thijs. And so we were looking at doing something different. And we've been always looking to how to, we did a tryout like with Curated by Icicle. We had a workshop from Icicle and it was really cool. It was pretty success, like 30, 40 people in the room.
And it like a debate with the public? No. Or I wasn't there, I'm sorry. That's why I'm asking you, I'm sorry. No.
Producers workshop. So he showed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
With Imperial Motive, they showed how they make music, how they produce. So it was a room full of nerds. I'm not a producer, so I was sitting there like, okay, yeah.
It's quite technical, huh?
It's really technical. Really yeah. technical. So what I like is I'm a promoter, so I want to talk with people about promoting, So the idea was like let's combine everything in one night and for one night invite a scene and just be together again and talk and have a cool night. And so we looked at we had a big plan. It's like a mini ADE drum and bass. I hope that will happen again and someday it will happen. Yeah, there are really strict rules in Melkweg regarding the COVID. So there are not a lot of opportunities. We just have one room because we wanted to do multiple.
The Paradiso was not an option because you typically are in the Paradiso, right?
Yeah, Paradiso and Melkweg. So we are more focused for 2020 of 2021 on Melkweg.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really up for it and really, really enthusiastic about the idea. So the capacity is 100 people in the room. Everybody has to buy a ticket. No guest list because Melkweg needs the tickets to pay for the production cost, to pay for the staff.
Yeah.
Nobody is making money. A good night out, having a chat, seeing each other again. So we have 4 sessions. I'm kicking off the evening to about the history of drum and bass in the Netherlands with Dres Nubian. They started. They were the main. They are the icons of drum and bass. So I start out with it, like having a conversation, interview with both of them, how they started, and how they built Triple Vision. You know, Triple Vision record store distribution. Yeah, like without Triple Vision, how would the drum and bass scene be in Netherlands. The second Blackstone Empire will do a production workshop. Don't know exactly what they are gonna do, but for the really for the producers nerds, they have to be there. The third session will be about the Netherlands as a drum and bass export product. So we all started back in the day watching only to England and all the artists and labels coming from England. But I think we can be really proud that in 2020 we have a lot of successful DJs, labels. So we invited some key figures in the scene that are really successful abroad, like Lensman with the North Border, doing label nights all over the world, tours all over the world. We've got Garrett, is a treasure from Prospects, also really successful. And DJ Harsh, Lars from Triple Vision. So Yeah, really interested how's their approach, not being only local but international. How did they create their success? So Nympho is the moderator of that session, and we end the night with the new wave drum and bass promoters, because I'm not new wave, I'm 42, I'm doing this 20 years. First of 20 years when I started, like, what are the new promoters? We, thank God, we have new promoters. Swan from Nox, Thijs from What The Fuck, and Philip from High T, and Alex, NCT, will be the moderator, and we will discuss the future of drum and bass on the Dutch dance floor.
That's interesting.
Very nice. Yeah, it's really interesting lineup what you have on this evening. All those artists and producers, what you just called, I followed them from the beginning, you know, Blackson Empire and Nympho, and I went to the club nights 10, 20 years ago. Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome to see exactly what you say, how drum and bass evolved in Holland since 2000, around 2000.
Yeah, who could have imagined that we have had bass festivals in Holland?
Yeah.
So you're lucky that Dance Valley in the beginning had one drum and bass area, but having like Liquicity and Nox doing festivals, I think we'd be really proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. Big up everyone. Yeah.
I would grow over the years. Yeah, I think it's good, and we all know each other. It's still a small scene, and let's help each other. And like, really would like to that it can evolve towards a platform for young people. And like more the mentorship. I think that's the second step after this.
Credo, I think you was about to say.
Going to ask about the last part of the curated by talks, which is happening in the Melkweg on the 28th of August, and it's only limited capacity, 100 tickets available. So guys, you have to be quick. It's curated by talks, the Facebook event.
Yeah.
I had a question about the last part that you said about, correct me if I'm wrong, because we spoke in between. You said the last topic would be how is the Dutch dance floor?
The future of drum and bass on the Dutch dance floor.
I like that question. What do you want to achieve through that question?
That's I'm really curious that the new guys, the young guys, the new promoters, like what Twan in Eindhoven has achieved from having drum and bass. There were drum and bass parties, and I in Effenaar, the second room wasn't even full, and now it's evolved to having sold out nights in the main room, having a festival. How has he achieved that? I would like to know how what are their plans, also Thijs and Philippe, how they want to make drum and bass sustainable, bigger, whatever. For me, it's like I've been doing this 20 years, ups and downs. I've had very successful nights. I've lost a lot of money. So kids, it's the worst business to make money.
Yeah, no, you don't make money. And it's been at least 10, 15 years that people are actually really aware that as promoters, it's fucking difficult to make money. At the end of the day, then maybe this pandemic is actually also posing a different question. How do we make it more sustainable and more not looking at it as we make money, but we just make a scene grow? Maybe another food for thought.
I think for a long time we haven't been taken really seriously by the music scene in general. So drum and bass in Lowlands always had a drum and bass night. In the past they had on every night a drum and bass DJs. So it's getting bigger and bigger, become more successful. But for instance, during ADE, there's not really a drum and bass program.
That is true.
Hardly no drum and bass producers or people from the scene are invited. Yeah, Chris Goss from Hospital is there every year, and that's good because they're the biggest. But I think we deserve more credit and we deserve more attention in the media. So, for instance, I've promoted a lot of things for Good Looking, and Good Looking was, back in the day, was big. Even the Playboy wanted an interview with LGA Booker, but it was so hard getting
The attention and the visibility.
Visibility, attention in newspapers, and he was the biggest star, so it was easy to get on the radio. But and then I came with the new album from Marcus Intellects. Nobody wanted to hear or do something around Marcus Intellects. It's just it's time that people take us more serious. And it's difficult. People don't understand us. People don't understand the music. Even my wife, she hates drum and bass.
So I always have people saying, "Oh, it's the music, like boom, tick, 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 boom."
Yeah, but they don't.
Yeah, sure.
Don't understand the music. They miss. I don't know what they miss. In part of the brains or something. Or are we so special then? Are we so special? I don't know. I don't know. It's really hard, especially in here in Holland, to get from the press and on the radio and television, no coverage. It's different in the UK because drum and bass is more mainstream over there. But over here, it will always stay in the underground. I think that's good that it will stay in the underground. If it becomes mainstream, then where's the fun?
The mainstream tunes that come out on the radio is not. Sure, it's drum and bass, but not my kind of drum and bass, to be honest.
It's an introduction to drum and bass.
Yeah.
And from there on, they will look further and deeper into the scene, and I'm okay. I hate a lot of drum and bass. I don't like commercial stuff. I'm really only, only small corner or somewhere in the scene.
So is this debate on the 28th of August in the Melkenberg, curated by Talks, that has a capacity of 100 people, also involving a debate with the public, or is just the panel that is talking?
Oh, no. We will do a Q&A, and we have 45 minutes per session, so I think there's always room for a debate and questions, and
So are you also streaming online, so people that cannot attend have the access?
No.
Exclusive.
Just call me if you need a solution for that. It's okay. No, I'm joking. You're in IT, so I'm sure you can set that up. But I think it would be good, maybe if you have a Q&A question, maybe you could open a platform for people also to come online.
But this maybe we will post online afterwards, but we don't know yet. But it's I would like to for people to come, and that it's really special to be there. If we stream it online, there's no. We started because. We miss everybody from the scene. We miss our friends. We can't see our friends. So just one night to be together and let's have some beers. And that's the main thing that we want to do. And so I don't want to stream it. So and maybe this is a test case for something bigger, maybe. And that's why we're doing it in Dutch. So I know everybody can speak English, but it's maybe easier and more laid back for some people in the panels if you do it in Dutch. Next time you definitely do it in English.
I think I'm good with the questions I had to fire to Rick for the moment.
Morty, anything to add?
No, I'm okay. I had a really nice talk, and I think it was good to refresh the mind about the last 15-20 years about the drum and bass and the scene and the parties. And like I said, I was going to parties 18 years ago, 70 years ago or something, and I was like so fucking happy when a party was somewhere, you know, and I was like, yes. And there was like one party every week or maybe in 2 weeks or whatever, and now it's like 10 sometimes every week, well, not now, of course, but before the corona.
Before corona,
So that's, some people also say to me from the early raving days, they say drum and bass is dead. And I'm like,
No problem.
So
that's not the problem, Rick. You're at your birthplace.
I have two kids, and the one is. And
Give her a hug.
That's perfect. That's drum and bass kids. That's the next generation.
Sorry, I have to, is it okay if we do you have enough information now?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's all right. Sure, it's all right.
So, so thank you very much. Have a good night, and we'll keep in touch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
See you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Ciao.
So we're almost at the end of the first hour. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Rick. We did. Don't forget to check out the Curated by Talks event page on Facebook and other places like the Melkweg website. Tickets are now available for just over 14 euros. But be quick, because as I said, there's just 100 tickets left. So anyway, last tune of this night will be Break the Chains by Dot Physics and DRS, and we're back after a small break for news and commercials. Keep it locked.
To change the world, I must start with me. Can't have peace without inner harmony. If you close your eyes, it's so hard to see. Right or wrong, or what it's meant to be. Remember that there's no I in we. Fix malfunctions in our society. Build foundations before you find the key. And break the chains, cause I feel like I'm not free. I'm not free. Build foundations before you find the key.